Hey, what's up, everyone? God bless you. I'm Coffee with Pastor E, aka Reflections. I want to bless your life. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are so thankful for your many, many blessings. Lord, as we release this word, we ask, oh Father God, that you may refresh, renew, and restore our lives by the power of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, my topic today is the power of believing the truth. Now, Neil Anderson quote, when people struggle with their faith in God, it is not because their faith object has failed or it's insufficient. It is because they don't have a true knowledge of God and His ways. It reminds me of that scripture, that story about the centurion man in Luke chapter 7, how he was a man of authority and he knew that the person in front of him was also a man of supreme authority. In the same way, the centurion man would say just a word, people around him would do it. He knew that Jesus needed just to say that word, and it would be done also. What faith this man had. God reminds us that we are a man or woman of authority also. And we must go more deeper in His word so our faith can grow even more. Today, we're experiencing struggles and catastrophes and worries and feeling despair because of the coronavirus. But you must believe in the power of the truth, which is His word, the supreme authority. He has everything in control. Hashtag believing the truth. Hashtag it's all in faith. Hashtag Pastor E. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray this morning or today, Father God, as this word that may marinate in our lives, that we may act upon it, Lord. We believe in the power of the truth, the word of God. No matter what the winds or the world or the social networks are, the politicians or the White House or whatever the world is saying, we believe in God. We believe that God is in control of every single thing that moves on earth. And Lord, we trust you for the end results. Bless us and keep us. Protect ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.